Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I
Hello, Ida. You're live.
Hello. How you doing tonight, Nathan?
All right.
All right. Dr. A, we have you with us?
I'm here.
Okay.
Dr. A's in the house.
All right.
Hello,
we're glad
Dr. A.
To have everybody.
How are you
on the...
calling? Quebec.
Hey,
hi, Quebec.
Mario. Hi, Quebec, Canada.
Hi.
And we have Ron also on the call?
Yes.
All right, all right. We've got everybody in the house tonight, and what a wonderful night it is. We had a great broadcast on yesterday morning in the nation's capital. Dr. A did a talk radio show yesterday morning. It was awesome, awesome, awesome. But we're not going to take up any of her time. We're going to let her go into telling us what happened and the wonderful outcome that it's had and still going on to this very moment. I think she says she's been getting calls. So, Dr. A, take it away and let us know what happened yesterday.
Okay. Thank you, Ida. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on Nathan on the Spot internet radio broadcast live on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to give a shout-out to Nathan because he's an extraordinary gentleman. He is the strength that we stand on this evening. When he heard about this crusade, this campaign, to make people aware of the problems and the dangers of toxins in the home, including chemicals and radiation exposure, he just extended himself to give us this opportunity to bring this campaign to his listening audience and to take it to the world. And that's exactly what's happening. And we're very blessed to have Ida Morris, who is a broadcast journalist. She's an advocate aspiring from South Carolina, bringing health and wellness to her community. She's a CEO with Youngevity Corporation, who has one of the world-renowned nutritional products. And she's given us her heart, her passion, her enthusiasm to push this message forward. And so the quest is forward. This show tonight is a celebration of a miracle that's happening in our midst. We have been blessed with a gift from God, and that gift is in the form of a naturopathic, holistic wellness practitioner out of North Carolina named Gagan Hunter, who had the amazing courage to take this message to a family that was in despair for 17 years. Is Angel Green on the line tonight? I know I invited her to come, didn't know whether she would make it. Is Gagan Hunter on the line?
I am on the line.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we can get our show started. I want to thank everybody that's on the line tonight because somebody pushed this radio broadcast and pushed this message to the nation's capital, to Washington, D.C. At the end, 2 days after the broadcast last week, my phone rang from Carl Nelson, who is the morning personality of Radio WOL, which is owned by Radio One. And WOL is at 1450 a.m. In Washington, D.C., and it's just strategically located between the U.S. Senate and the White House, right in the heart of Capitol Hill. And I was just wondering how in the world he heard of us and what we were trying to do way in Washington. Well, it came off of this radio show. Somebody took this show and the message of this show and shared the email of the show's announcement and the content with him, and he became so intrigued. And it was so awesome because there were so many people that called in, they jammed the line. We couldn't even get on the talk show where we would speak to guests for 15 minutes because people are very concerned about the effects of radiation in our environment, what it's doing to our health. They are concerned about the effects of radiation converging with chemicals and how it's causing us to have all kinds of psychological issues and physical issues. And everybody's concerned about the future of our children. Will we have the emotional stamina to even have families in the future? And so it was just really amazing. So that it took 15 minutes to get a line free just to bring me on. And then it took 40 minutes to get a line free to bring Gagan on and our guest, Angela, who is one of his clients. And so we just shared with the airwaves, and you could hear the passion, the enthusiasm. My phones have been ringing nonstop, you know, for 2 days now. I mean, we're still getting calls today. And so without further ado, I want to introduce to our listening audience tonight a holistic practitioner who's doing some amazing things. And this is what is so amazing to me. I mean, I've seen him over a video conference because I trained him, but he has such an extraordinary skill. As a naturopath, he's built his practice up. He's highly respected from New York to Atlanta to L.A. and Las Vegas. He speaks at conferences. He's a much sought-after conference speaker and wellness coach because people respect his level of integrity. And he had been working with this child for 8 years. First of all, this child named Destiny was having 600 seizures per day, 4,800 seizures per week, and she was among less than 100 children in the entire world that had this extraordinary disorder with absorption deficiency of glucose that predispositioned her to having constant seizures. And they had her on a clinical study at Columbia University. She was using a specific oral to lower the seizures or stop the seizures, but they were only able to bring the seizures down to 300 seizures a day, 2,100 seizures a week. Can you imagine your child in that state of despair? Can you imagine the anguish of her parents not being able to rest, getting to zero sleep because they're wondering what kind of activity, seizure activity, child will have in the night when they're not able to monitor her? Would it be her last seizure? And I don't know any medical doctor, I don't know any practitioner that would even have the courage to work with a child who is so medically fragile. And so when I met Gagan and the passion by which he operates and the faith by which he operates and engages his clients, I'm like, you know, either he's an angel or he is God manifested in the flesh walking among us. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to some and present to others one of the most extraordinary wellness naturopathic practitioners I have ever met. And I want him to share. He's going to share his journey with this child named Destiny Underwood. Go ahead, Gagan.
Well, thank you so much for that introduction. I'm very humbled to be here today, and I'm just giving the Most High all the glory here. I have been involved with naturopathic, holistic, we use the word medicine, for about 20 years. And my own journey started with a health crisis I had many, many years ago, which led me to a man who was an iridologist. When he read my eyes, I was just so amazed. I didn't know this man. He was from California. His name was Tim Morrow. And I said, after the first reading, I said, look, I got to learn how you did this. I got to know. So he promised when his next return back, I'm from Philadelphia originally, so this is in Philadelphia. And so he made subsequent quick trips back, and I learned it, and then it just took off from there. But let me just kind of bring it up to date. You know, I have studied many different modalities and many different healing types of healing. And when I met Angel Green, she actually lived in Charlotte. Let me tell you how God works. I met this woman at the post office. Okay? And it was about her. And we struck up a conversation. and we've been friends ever since. And when I remember meeting her child, Destiny, about 8-9 years ago, she'd asked me a lot of different questions, and we tried different things. But it was, you know, nothing really seemed to really work. And when she told me how rare a disorder that she had, but somewhere in the back of my mind, I knew that one day, you know, God was going to answer Angel's prayers and find a cure or healing for her daughter. And I was sharing with Dr. Lolly when we were on the radio show, and we were talking. This incident, this situation happened, and it brought it back, and I had forgotten about it, but it came back into my mind. I don't know how many people know of the Reverend Michael Beckwith of Agape Church, who was on the movie The Secret. Well, I had the pleasure to meet him, and his wife is from Charlotte. I had the pleasure to meet him, and I was at this conference, and I was speaking early in the morning. He was speaking. He was the main event. And so Angel was with me, and I had a radio show back then. So she said, look, you need to go ahead and get yourself a press pass, which I hadn't even thought about. But we got in, and after the lecture, I knew that Dr. Beckwith, Reverend Beckwith, was a vegetarian. And so I offered to take him to a restaurant because he didn't know Charlotte. And so, long story short, Angel came with me, and we got to that restaurant and told her story about Destiny, her child. And it got real quiet in the restaurant. And he looked at her, and he asked her a question about what was going on in her life when the child was born. And Angel told her story, and it was a powerful story, and she broke down into tears. And then the Reverend prayed. He prayed for healing for her and Destiny. And I had forgotten about that until yesterday. And so it's really about the power of God. When I met Dr. Lolly through Ron, that was another where God had led me to this brilliant man. I travel a lot, so I was in Durham, North Carolina, and I met him, and we hit it off. And he called Dr. Lolly that day, and that began the journey. And I began to study the more about these nanos. And what was fascinating to me was that the children that she was working with who had epilepsy, and these nanos were helping to reduce the seizures. And the Spirit just spoke to me and said, okay, somehow these nanos are rewiring the brains of these children. I know that when you have a seizure, oftentimes there's a lack of oxygen getting to the brain. But somehow these nanos are rewiring the energy in these children. And so I knew about the nano, but I hadn't gotten the nano. I hadn't received them. And I wanted to call Angel, but I said, Lord, I can't call her until I have these nanos in my hand, because I didn't want to give her any false hope. I wanted to have those nanos. So I got those nanos. I called her. It was on a Thursday. By Sunday, she drove 2.5 hours with her husband and Destiny to my house. And we prayed. I began to use the protocol because I'm familiar with muscle testing. And then using Dr. Alawi's protocol. And Dr. Alawi says I did something that nobody had done. Well, I just asked the question, how many nanos does this girl need? And the answer came, she needs 3. And that has been the difference. Her mother told me the day that they drove from my house, she looked like she was about to have a seizure. And she said, oh, my God. So she grabbed the nanos. She had purchased four from me, and she gave all three of those nanos and put them on Destiny, and the seizure stopped, and that was the beginning. And she's now been gone, I think, was it 3 weeks, almost close to a month now, without any seizures. And that's amazing. It's a miracle.
That's miraculous. Put a pin right there. And this is what blew my mind. Up until this point, we had a mother named Monica that lives in Cincinnati who discovered that the nanos would stop her child's seizure. And she and her child developed a protocol for using the nanos, and their protocol basically said that the child or the person with seizures needed to wear the nanos in a necklace around their neck. And that necklace was so effective in stopping the child's seizures that the child, when she has her necklace on, is seizure-free. And so that protocol, we went to Cleveland Clinic and presented that protocol up to Cleveland Clinic to a number of the doctors and the practitioners up there and also to the pediatric neurologists, and they were just totally dumbfounded and astounded and began to give us support to try to bring the nanos to clinical trials and further research for commercialization. And that child's protocol, the Morgan Lee protocol, was the only protocol we really had. And people with seizures around the United States, we probably have now about 21 people that have contacted me saying they use the Morgan Lee protocol. It's been highly effective for helping them manage their seizures. So what was so extraordinary, Gagan, was that you came, you dealt with Destiny prayerfully. You dealt with her carefully. You asked God to really guide you intuitively in managing her care. And most people, the nano is such a, it's an energy device. It gives energy to the body. And when we've measured its influence on water, we've seen that just for 10 seconds, if you take a glass of water and set on top of a nano for 10 seconds, you increase the oxygen saturation in the water by about 10%. And it's been really phenomenal to see how the nano energizes water. And so, I mean, I would never have thought, I've talked to Angel Destiny's mother. She said one nano is not sufficient for Destiny. She still gets premonition for seizures. Two nanos is not sufficient for her, and she testified to that last week, I believe, or the week before last. She said Destiny absolutely needs three nanos on to remain seizure-free. And I tell you, she lit up the airway yesterday.
Just in case.
Yes, in Washington, D.C., she excited the community, the nation's capital, actually the nation, because that radio show is international. There were people on the line from all over the world and all across the United States. So I just wanted to interject that this has brought forth a whole new protocol that we're going to have to name the God Hunter / Destiny Underwood protocol.
Yeah, I like that. The Destiny protocol.
Yeah, because no one else, there's no other person reporting to me anywhere in the United States, Canada, Iceland, the Netherlands, France, or Nigeria, where these people are wearing these nanos for health and seizure management. Nobody else is using three nanos to manage seizures. And this is wow. And what is so extraordinary, as you said, the Destiny is one of less than 100 children in the world that
she's
has this rare
child.
Disorder. Yes,
right.
She's a special child. Yeah. So go ahead.
Yeah, because her body, you know, does not cannot process glucose, and as we know, that glucose is the major energy source for the cell that produces the ATP, and so I knew that if she's not getting any glucose, how in the world is she getting any energy?
Right.
And her mother said she was tired all the time, you know. And,
even when
I met her, you know, she was, I could tell she was a little tired. And, you know, she didn't, I spoke to her. She answered a few questions, and she didn't say a whole lot. But when I gave her the Nano, she seemed to, you know, her energy seemed to hold. And Angel even comments, she says, wow, you know, normally by this time she closes her eyes and just kind of rests. But she was able to go through the whole consultation with me. You know, once we determined, I had let her hold the Nano. She held on to the Nano. But I kind of sensed that, you know, just intuitively and knowing that if the child's not getting no energy, she needs more energy. And so
yeah.
I'm just amazed, you know, and I can't wait to get the results back from Columbia University. That's what I'm very much interested in, is to find out the results, because we can help duplicate this for other children, for other people.
Yes,
and I think,
that's
Dr. A,
exciting.
We have just scratched the surface.
Absolutely. We are so excited because Destiny is on a clinical study in New York, and Angel, her mom, was able to share the Nanos with the doctor there. He was ecstatic. He was astounded at Destiny's progress because her stamina has increased phenomenally. She was not able to stand on either leg, not even 1 second.
Yep.
And so at her evaluation, she was able to stand on her left leg, I believe, for 25 seconds.
Right.
She was able to stand on her right leg for 20 seconds. That is, like, huge, number one.
Yep.
Number two, she's never been able to have activities longer than 2 hours.
Right.
And so in the whole time that they've been doing these studies, over 17 years, her chronic fatigue is well documented. And with the Nanos on, she was able to have a day, Friday, September the 11th, she had a day of 10 hours of physical activity, going to the clinical study, going out shopping in New York City, riding the subway. You know how stressful it is riding that subway with hundreds of people? And just the germs and the airway of the subway is enough to knock your energy out. I sent everybody that picture. If you got the email communication about the radio
show. And she looked so happy. She looked so happy.
Oh, she looked
energized on that picture.
I'm telling you, like the picture of health and joy. I mean, it was just, and Angel looked so radiant, she probably lit up the subway. I mean, it was just a day of celebration, and that's why this radio show tonight is a show of celebration. It's a call to action to get the work started. I mean, we have an opportunity to create a legacy. And, you know, I had kind of a spiritual moment myself on Sunday. I'm in the Midwest, and I was in a farming community, and I went to a small church, a church I've never been to before, never heard, never knew the pastor. I went with some family members. And I'm sitting in the back of the church, and they're singing and rejoicing, and all of a sudden, the pastor walks to the back of the church and says, I have a word from God for you. And I'm looking around. I'm like, you have something for me? And he says, yes, come up here. And he invited me to come to the front of the church, and he starts prophesying over me. He said, lady, you have a legacy in you. I don't even know you. I don't know what you do. But I know you have a legacy, and you have a ball of fire to create a revival for the whole world. And he had a special prayer for me. And I was totally astounded that this man was speaking such fire into my life. And he said, you've had much adversity. In fact, you didn't even want to come here. And I was like, I wanted to tell him, I said, this guy hit by a truck about 2 weeks ago. And I'm still convalescing, I'm still recovering. But he said, but you pressed your way. He said, because I'm to anoint you and bless you to have strength for this journey. And when he said that, and then Monday morning, that radio show, they had so much response that they re-aired it, they rebroadcast it. last night at midnight. I tried to send the email blast out for those of you opportunity to hear it. I'm not sure if it was pre-recorded. I'm sure it was. You can contact the station if you want a copy of it. Radio WOL, 1450 AM on Capitol Hill. If it's still on H Street, that's where it was when I was living in Washington, D.C. 11 years ago. But I'm just excited about that show and the calls. Our phones were nonstop yesterday. And
right.
We're having a training session on Saturday. On this Saturday, we're going to be training in our Cloud Theater. So those of you that are interested, you need to email to admin, A-D-M-I-N, at michihealth.org. The cost is $35. You have to have two people. Each person has to pay $35 because you need to do a return demonstrations to let us know that you know are getting the skills that we're imparting to you through the training. Gagan, if you could speak on that training, did you think it was we gave you enough skills and tools to really be able to evaluate people with the nano?
I would have to say, you know, for me, I'm a little different case because I was familiar with kinesiology and the Bedoy test and have used the muscle testing for, you know, at least 10, 12 years. So, but the material, if they follow exactly what you tell them and they take some notes, I would say take some notes, and you go out and practice. The key is to practice. Once you get off of that the call, is to practice on as many people in your family, your friends that you know. And that, to me, will make the difference in terms of your skill level and getting comfortable to administer the test. And that's the key. You got to practice on as many people as you can. And that's what makes the difference.
Yes, and you empowered and you inspired Angel so much so that she called me immediately to take the training because she wanted to be able to monitor her daughter's response to the nanos. And I'm telling you, she has started a revival in her community because her neighbors know about Destiny, her teachers know about her, her doctors know about her. And so she has been able to take the Bedoy test and help the doctor, Destiny's primary pediatrician, to evaluate her. And they were in the doctor's office earlier today. She called me from the doctor's office to tell me that she had blown him totally out of the doctor's office. He was so astounded that Destiny has been seizure-free for this period of time, almost a month. And he wanted to know about the nanos. She was able to teach him Bedoy testing and demonstrate it on him. And he was totally blown away. So he's interested in getting the information now to do a clinical study on her right there in his office. So that brings about a whole new venue. Yes, those of you that are on this line that want a clinical study done, you can ask your doctor to do an individual clinical study, a case study on you as you are using these nanos for sustained energy, because that is exactly what is manifesting and transpiring in Destiny. She is getting balanced. She is having sustained energy. As you know, the nanos were never developed to pre-diagnose, provide prevention of any type of disease.
Right.
They were made to be an electrical safety device. And what has happened, they block radiation from absorbing in the body, and they biobalance it so that electrical things are not an assault weapon. We know that electricity has been classified as a Class B carcinogen since the late 1800s because it disassociates oxygen in the body and it increases thermodynamics when it touches the skin. And never before has an electrical device been a fashion statement. Now, with us wearing cell phones, and wearing wireless transmitting devices. The electrical currents are now part of the fashion of who we are. I mean, people wear Bluetooth as if, you know, it's a necktie or something or a ring.
Right.
And it's tremendous. Nobody is really evaluating how these things are impeding and impacting our health. And so we have a sore of eye cancer now, things we've never seen before. We're having an epidemic of all of this bipolar behavior and all of this rage that people are having and inappropriate behavior. And it's time now that, just like the book that the Center for Disease Control put out, as well as the one from the Office of the Surgeon General, their call to action to promote healthy homes. You know, it is so well documented in literature about the convergence of chemicals and radiation that are assaulting our bodies, assaulting our homes. And it's been known that epilepsy has been, that electricity can disassociate oxygen and impede the electrical current of the body and predisposition people to having these seizures. And so being able to safeguard and shield and keep children balanced, I mean, the testimony is consistent, and children are coming out of these, you know, 20 and 30 seizures. 28 seizures is the most that I've ever heard anyone reporting to me that they were having. And to hear a report of 600 seizures a day,
yeah,
even at 300 seizures a day, I mean, it was overwhelming even to hear that. And so that's why, Gagan, I know you are an angel. I know you are anointed. I know you have an extraordinary gift with the skills that you have to even have the courage to have picked up that phone and to have told Angel, I think I may have something that might help Destiny, and to be prayerful and ask God to guide you. And, I mean, you were guided because the Morgan Lee protocol only said wear the nano around your neck. That was her protocol.
Right.
And
right.
You, God inspired you that Destiny's situation was that she needed more energy, and you were
right.
Able to evaluate her and balance her perfectly. And that's, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we got to give up a hand clap for Gaga on the radio
show.
You know, because you are, you know, you're just an earth angel. And I want to thank you for
thank
the courage
you.
To really speak
thank
into her life and to minister to her. And the lines are open. If you want to ask Gaga any questions, you can push 1. You can put one and ask the question.
I can take a few questions. I've got some people here waiting on me, but I can take a few questions and I'm gonna have to jump off, but we can get on next week.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions? If not, I want to thank everybody for being on the line. We do have our guests from Canada, we have Mario from Quebec, and we have Rod from Quebec, who are trailblazers in the farming industry using these nanos for plants and for farm animals. And it's just been tremendous, the results. Do either one of you gentlemen want to share what's happening in your world?
It's very quiet right now, Doctor. It's Rod speaking. But could somebody please explain the glucose re-explain the glucose and the effects on Destiny with the fact that she was losing energy?
Sure. Go ahead, Doc. Go ahead, Gagan.
Gagan had to leave. He got customer.
Okay,
vehicle.
No problem. It's no problem. What's happening with the number of children in the world? Is they're being born with a glucose, for lack of a better word, I'll put it this way so you can understand it. It's an absorption disorder or glucose processing disorder. Their body has a difficulty with absorption of glucose, and so children have sustained chronic fatigue. They can't get enough glucose across the cell membrane to support energy of the organelles inside, and that's what's the condition that she had, and it predispositioned her to so many seizures. And so it was kind of a malabsorption type of phenomena that she was experiencing, if I understand Gagan and her mom correctly. But the issue is, her mother said there were a number of foods that she had an intolerance to. And so she was on a very restricted diet, a very limited diet. But one of the things the mom started doing, she made a charge plate with the Nano, and she sets her food on that plate. You know, they've been testing 5 seconds or 10 seconds to see if they can rebalance the food and enhance digestion. And lo and behold, Destiny has not had any food reactions from eating foods that have glucose in them or some type of sugar, because she's been on literally a sugar-free diet. And every time she would sneak to eat something with sugar, she would get so sick. But her mom has said she has had none of that problem since she uses her food charge, the charge plate, and rebalances and balances her food. She even ate pancakes and with syrup, real syrup, and some eggs for breakfast, I believe she said on Saturday. So it's just
wow.
Tremendous to see how people are using the Nano to enhance their living. And I'm sure this study, this testimony is going to go further. And that's why I said this is a celebration radio. This is a working radio program tonight, because we need everybody. If you have a copy of the CDC Developing a Healthy Home booklet, people are having difficulty downloading it now, and it may not be available. So if you've downloaded a copy and you can share that with me, please do so. I thought I had downloaded it, but I can't find it. And Lord help us if they don't have it available anymore. They should have it in their archive someplace, but it appears that people cannot download it from the site. So, but I want everybody to take that press release. If you will, send it to the Associated Press. Send it to newspapers in your community. Send it to the Association of Epilepsy. Send it to the insurance companies. Send it to, you know, the Health Canada. Send it, you know, to just anywhere you think getting this information out, because the more we tell the world about it, the more we can bring clinical studies to us, we can have doctors involved in doing individual clinical studies case by case, so that we are well documenting this journey. We are seeing so many miracles, and now we have to archive these miracles, and we're getting ready to do a book. God has just given us so much favor. Dr. Maat from the Center for Disease Control, who was on the line, these shows are coming so often. I think the week before last or last week, you know, she is. We have the same advisor at Columbia University. We're in the same neck of the woods up there, and she has just gotten a whole team in our network to come together and to begin to archive this story and this journey, because we're making a difference. Every single one of us on this line is a legacy, and we will either leave a legacy that will strengthen our family, or we will leave a legacy. We will either invest in hope for the future or we will not. You know, it's either or. And right now the legacy is to leave health for your family. Leave a sense of leave a strategy by which they can secure their health through their diet. They can secure their health through their environment. And now that we know these houses are too toxic, we can do something better. And this tonight is dedicated to the celebration of a child who suffered for 17 years, who has been drug-free and seizure-free for 3.5 weeks. And on that, ladies and gentlemen, I hope it stirs your soul to step forward, move forward, push forward, and help us tell somebody this week to test their home for environmental toxins and tell somebody to purchase this nano, put it in their phone, get the naturopath to test them to see if it will enhance the stamina of energy in their body, and let's live, let's keep hope alive. I'm Dr. Rhoda Ziana Lally, scholar and resident at Columbia University's Center for Equity and Urban Science Education in New York City, also the president of Michi Health and the Michi Health Epicenter. Good night, everyone. I love and appreciate
one
you.
One more question.
Fabulous week.
One more question.
Go ahead.
You forgot to mention that she got an A, made 100 on her exam that Monday.
Oh, yes. How could we not even mention this?
There's so many testimonies
coming in about this young lady. Her mother called me earlier today. She was ecstatic with joy. She said, Dr. Lally, one of the main things with destiny in school is, number one, first of all, rarely could she tolerate a full day of school. Usually she had to come home early. Number two, never was she able to take an exam and go through the whole exam. They had to give her portions of the exam. It may take 2 days for her to do one test. And her grades were marginal, like CD, okay? For the first time in her life, she made a 100 on a test. Her mother said, I don't know if these nanos will make you smarter, but I decree to you, Dr. Lally, destiny is like her brain has, like, it's woken up. It's like she has strength to think. She has taken every exam without having to stop. None of her tests have been stretched over 2 days. She is making so many hundreds, she's able to retain knowledge now as never before. Her confidence has gone through the roof, and she says she's almost become neurotic about those nanos because she makes sure she has her nanos every day, and she had to be evaluated at the doctor this morning, and she told him, listen, I'll take these nanos off, but I'm telling you now, I'm not going to leave them off. You got to do whatever you got to do as fast as you can do it because they help me feel so much better. Isn't that fabulous?
Fabulous.
Sounds like the old cereal commercial.
Thank you, Rod. Mario, did you have anything to share?
Now you have to have your nanos.
Yeah, that's Mario online there. You hearing me?
I'm hearing you fine.
Right. I have, Rod said, nothing very special, but I know for a fact that, like they say, no news, good news, that farm that I'm taking care of course, I think everything is going very well there. I just recall that we harmonized a barn about 2 years ago in my area, and now the cows are feeling great. They are not suffering from non-ionized radiation, and that's been proven time over time. And I think everything is going very great. I have to announce that here in Quebec, we have a big salon of the environment there on the 26th, 27th of September in Brome, and people around that area are 100% very interested into environmental issues.
Oh, wow. Well, if anybody is listening and wants to go to that activity, is there a particular registration or website they can go to?
Well, they can go to the Brome Fair, the Brome Environmental Salon there, 26, 27 of September, and it's in the vicinity of the borderline. And people there, again, like I said, are really, really, as an example, I've been there for 2 years in a row, and people were so interested in our technology that from 9 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night, I didn't even have the time, me and my buddy, to have a sip of water.
Wow.
So much we were busy in answering all the questions people have about this this environment of toxicity, which is microwave and so on.
Wow. Well, we wish you much success, you know, going through that event, and I'm sure that you have shared the nanos, because both you and Rod are certified environmental health physics practitioners, and you do the Bedort test very well. And you've been very resourceful in your community up there helping to get this message out. I was so tickled. I've been talking about the one-pound tomato that Rod's neighbor has, and that's just tremendous. Because Rod is the one that kind of shared with us the nano was phenomenal with enhancing plant growth. And so the farmers in southern Ohio, soy farmers, have been able to experience that first class. As they shared on one of the radio shows, their soy plants are up 10 inches, 10 inches taller. So that's just phenomenal. Anybody else want to share? If not, go ahead.
I'll let you know that everybody that's on the call right now is live. So if they got anything to say, they can say. But we're going to give a great shout-out to Angel's mother and a daughter at the end of the show.
Okay.
So you live, everybody live if you call in.
Does
nobody
anyone have
to say anything?
Well, Mario here from Canada. I'm really, really impressed with this story about Angel, the mother, and Destiny, the daughter, and I'm sure I'm going to make a lot of people know about this here in my region.
Okay, thank you. And Gagan didn't share, but he said he has another, as a result of the radio show yesterday, there's another family with a child like Angel. And he's going to be able to, they're coming to his office to be evaluated. So, you know, the miracle, and I want to just, you know, give a big hug and shout out to my Canadian family, because I've been standing on the shoulder of these gentlemen for at least 8 years. They've supported me through thick and thin. Their feedback has helped guide the evolution of the product, and they have supported getting this thing out and making it an international phenomenon and a resource for the world. And it's going to happen, and it's going to happen quickly, because it's a matter of information dissemination. And I tell you, we rocked Washington, D.C. yesterday. Gagan was sharing with me after the radio show. His phone was nonstop to 7 o'clock last night, and the phone... his phone's lit up again this morning. He has a whole conference of people this weekend. He's going to be in Washington, D.C., and they organized a whole workshop just for him to be able to talk about these nanos. Our phones have been nonstop. We've had several invitations to come to various places in North Carolina, South Carolina, Washington, D.C., and Miami, Florida. And so we're excited about what the future is holding. And it's going forward. We're making it happen. And each and every one of you have the opportunity to be a part of it, helping us push the information out and becoming distributors and selling these products. So I thank everyone for their passion, their
one
interest,
question.
Their support. Go ahead.
One other thing. I got a truck driver on the line, so you need to tell me about that truck driver and what the nano did for his truck.
Oh, wow. We were in Atlanta, and we had a truck driver that had sciatica. He had pain in the sciatic nerve on the left side of his body. And he called up and he said, Dr. Lally, he said, I'm in so much pain driving this truck. And I said, I guess so. You know, trucks have a lot of radiation in the dashboard. So he said, can you meet me out here on the southwest side of Atlanta? And we drove out there, got $1 million worth of Mercedes cars on this big truck. And this truck was retrofitted with every bell and whistle and wireless system and laptop. I mean, it was state of the art. So we got in there testing him, and sure enough, he had a lot of energy loss sitting in that cabin. And so we retrofitted the truck and retrofitted his phone. We literally took just two nanos. We put one on his laptop, and we put one on his phone. And it balanced the whole cabin of that truck. And so he called me about maybe 10 hours later, said he just couldn't believe it. Usually he has so much fatigue when he's driving long distance like that. He said he couldn't believe that he was didn't have the fatigue, and he couldn't believe that he was not having that sciatic pain that he had been having and suffering with. And he had, it was almost as if the nano had released his muscles and nerves. He didn't have the stiffness climbing in and out of the truck after sitting for hours that he normally has. And so he took the training and now is a distributor of the nanos. And yesterday yesterday on the show, we must have had at least three or four truck drivers that called in on the show live. And I know we had about seven that called in afterwards. It's a real concern. And that radiation in the dashboard is a real concern for truck drivers, how it's affecting their heart, how it's affecting their pancreas. Many of them are getting diabetes. And how it is affecting their kidneys. So, you know, truck drivers, we probably, I know we had at least three of them that ordered those nanos yesterday.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave you alone, Dr. Lott. I know you're tired. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Rob, you had something to say?
No, it's more a question.
Okay.
If you're lactose intolerant, if you're lactose intolerant, shouldn't you be putting the nano on anything you eat for 10 seconds?
Well, that's something that needs to be discovered because I've never had anybody share that information with me.
Sorry, could you repeat?
I've never had anyone that's lactose intolerant share that information with me. Because if you know somebody that's lactose intolerant, have them do it and share to see, you know, if they've been, if it makes a difference.
Well, how would you know if it makes a difference? Because I don't understand lactose intolerance.
Okay, people who have lactose intolerance usually get a lot of gas and they get bloated when they eat milk or dairy products. And it's the gas that is a revelation, okay? I mean, the flavor is so odorous that they you have to put them outside. I mean, it's not like a little mild gas, okay? So that's how you know you're lactose intolerant. If you eat some milk or some dairy products or some ice cream, some people say when they eat ice cream, it makes them have diarrhea. So if you could take that dairy product and put it on a nanos for 10 seconds, and eat it, and you don't have bad gas, you don't have diarrhea, and you don't get bloated, you may have found an intervention. I have, you know, I don't know anyone that's not lactose, that's lactose intolerant. So,
well, I've got about
Well, you know, have them, what you need to do is pick a good, warm summer day, and have them do it, because if they're going to eat some dairy product, they may have to stand outside because it can really give them bad gas, I'm telling you.
You remember that girl, that woman with a menstrual problem?
Yes. Uh-huh.
She says she's lactose intolerant.
Well, she might be a good place to start. But you need to know that when she's doing her little case study and she's doing her little investigation and her experience, that may not be the day you want to visit her. Because I'm telling you, people who are lactose intolerant, the gas can make you really nauseous, smelling that kind of gas. anyone else have a question or comment?
Oh. I'm going to have fun with this one.
Okay.
I have just a comment. Maybe they should drink harmonized milk.
Now, that's, I tell you, you know, harmonized food, period. And it enhances, you know, people tell me when they harmonize their food, they don't have the digestive issues that they usually have. I know I harmonize mine, and I don't have the digestive issues that I usually have. So it's made a difference for me. It's made the difference for me. And another thing I want to share with everybody, there is a information on the internet. It's called 25 Amazing Benefits of Hydrogen Peroxide. 25 Amazing Benefits of Hydrogen Peroxide. I did not know that hydrogen peroxide can be used to for medicinal cleansing of meats. It biobalances chemicals, neutralizes chemicals in meats, and the stuff, it kills parasites, and it, the stuff that comes out of that meat is unbelievable, number one. And that you can, there's a diluted solution. The recipe is in that information. But you can make a diluted solution of hydrogen peroxide and wash your fruits and vegetables in it. And I am totally amazed at how hydrogen peroxide cleans vegetables and enhances the flavor. And for me, it's enhanced the digestion. The food doesn't just sit in your stomach. So I encourage everybody, as kind of like a, you know, a footnote to this show, to read that information on the internet. Read it and apply it. You're going to be amazed. Hydrogen peroxide is a meat tenderizer. And we cleaned these chicken wings. You couldn't believe the stuff that came out of them. And when we cooked them, they were so flavorful, and the meat just fell off the bone. They were so tender. On that note, I'm going to say forward. Get those press releases going out there. And to get you some hydrogen peroxide biobalance with a nano chicken wings. Everybody have a great night.
get